USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America somberly remembers 9/11 this weekend, Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News Friday weighs in on the current administration's Afghanistan withdrawal failure.
It dishonored the memory of all of those who served and sacrificed defending our freedom over the last 20 years. And it also set aside the deal that President Trump and our administration had negotiated with the Taliban. Remember, I was in the Oval Office when the president spoke to Mullah Baradar right after we did the deal. And he said to him, we all want to end the violence, but you're not going to harm any Americans, you're not going to become a haven for terrorists, and you're going to work with the Afghan government. Or the president said, if you break the deal, we're going to hit you harder than we have ever hit you before. And you could tell from the tone on the other end of the call that Mullah Baradar knew he meant business.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
With President Biden's open border policy and the masses from South and Central America pouring into the United States, the million or so illegal immigrants, many unchecked, are bringing COVID-19 to our population. How many cannot be answered, as the government does not know. Now that Biden is making vaccinations mandatory to sections of our community, Republicans are going to bat for those who have health issues with vaccines and others who choose not to vaccinate, Dan Naraki reports.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that the president announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden on Thursday lectured America and then sauntered away from the lectern without taking one question from reporters.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you. I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing.
Science has proven time and time again one size cannot fit all people, like this high school student on Fox News.
I was a sophomore in high school, and I was paralyzed from the waist down for over a month. I went to several different hospitals, and it was a long, extensive process for me. So when I found out that BYU Hawaii would be mandating this vaccine, I got together with my medical providers, and we decided that it would be best for me not to receive this vaccine because I do not want to relapse and have another episode of Guillain-Barré.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.